Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Countout, the countdown show here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Where we count things down in the world of counting down.
No, wrestling.
Pro wrestling, that's right. And we're also available, well, for one thing, we're available wherever fine podcasts are, including the marvelous iOS podcast app. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. Leave us a rating or a review. Look, if you really like the show and you really want to support Going In Raw and you're like, yeah, I like these guys, I just don't want to kick them any money because who wants to do that? Then, by all means, leave us a review or a rating on the iOS podcast app.
It'll be helpful.
It'll be helpful. All that kind of stuff helps. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. If you do want to financially support Going In Raw, we have plenty of rewards, which you will receive if you do decide to give us your money. What are you looking at? It's so easily distracted.
It's an Undertaker air freshener.
What do you think it smells like? You think it smells like Mark?
I don't know. I
mean, you want to crack it open here on air?
I mean, it's probably 20 years old. It might not smell like anything now.
Yeah, it's probably the half-life on.
Does that smell like a mortuary?
Dude, don't fucking smell that.
I won't.
That's gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's an undertaker. Undertakers work at mortuaries, right?
Hey, smell it real quick.
Oh, it smells like an air freshener.
No, it smells like an old one.
That's well, that's what it is, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, this is a count out. And, of course, Survivor Series is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
So today is our predictions episode of Count Out, where we're going to tell you 10 things that will definitely happen at WWE Survivor Series 2017. Hashtag Under Siege.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Let's start off at number 10.
Number 10.
10.
Enzo Amore retains.
Oh, yeah.
The Cruiserweight title, of course. There's not a chance. They're going to give that title. Have you watched, we're recording this on Wednesday.
Have not watched 205 Live yet this week.
There's two really, really good matches.
Good.
Yeah, long. It's Mustafa Ali versus Daivari, and then Gallagher and Kendrick versus Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander.
Cool.
Again, great matches. Really
awesome.
Fun matches. However, I didn't watch a Kalisto birthday celebration. Don't really care what happens there. I'm going to watch it because I have to. Enzo's totally going to go over Survivor Series. It would seem that Enzo Amore, the Enzo experiment, is a massive success. The ratings are up for 205 Live. That cannot be denied. They probably do believe, and they're probably right, that it has to do with Enzo having that belt on him.
Mm-hmm.
Until they come with a face.
A Roman Reigns of 205 Live.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Until they come out with somebody who can be a worthy adversary for Enzo Amore. Does it bug you they have him? He's gonna win clean, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Whoa.
I mean, he beat Tyler Bate clean, more or less. He's gonna beat Kalisto clean. Still don't get why they didn't do my idea. My idea is way better. 5-on-5, belt on the line.
Ladder match.
Or
ladder
that.
Match. They should have gotten the SmackDown Cruiserweights to take on the Raw Cruiserweights. Why didn't they do that?
What SmackDown Cruiserweights? They're all on the Raw brand.
Tyler Breeze. Hideo Itami.
He's not on SmackDown.
What's that 10 guy name? Ty Dillinger?
He's not a Cruiserweight.
Christian?
Not a wrestler anymore.
Tyler Bate.
Again, he's not in any brand, per se.
What are the chances that they put the belt back on Kalisto here? What are
15.
15%?
Yeah.
5% botch finish?
No, 2% botch finish.
2% botch finish.
We always say 2% botch finish.
2% botch finish. I'd give him 2%. I don't think there's a chance in hell, Kalisto. And this isn't the pre-show. They still haven't announced. There's got to be. It's like a two-hour pre-show.
There's got to be more.
There's got to be more.
You would think. They can't do social media lounge for 2 hours.
Remember we used to complain that the Cruiserweight matches were always in the pre-show? And now I'm like, this is exactly where you belong. I kind of don't even want to see this. Like, why don't they have Enzo against somebody on SmackDown?
It's a good question.
Yeah. That's
what they did last year. It was, wasn't it Kalisto against Kendrick?
Mm.
And if Kalisto had won, then the Cruiserweight division would have won SmackDown. Yeah. There was some intrigue there.
Enzo versus Sin Cara.
Yeah.
Could have worked.
Dolph.
Dolph, there you go. He's a cruiserweight. Number nine.
Nine.
The Usos win.
So before we started, you were kind of racking Hemming your brain.
Hawing.
Well, it seemed like you were trying to find a reason that the bar should win.
Yeah.
And you were having a hard time finding any reason why the bar would win.
Never found any reason. I feel like the Usos have a lot of momentum right now. They're doing really, really well with them. It would kind of kill. See, this is what I do. This is what I did with this, and this is what I did with the only match that we disagree on, Miz versus Corbin. I looked at the SmackDown. I went into look into the future mode. I put on my Nostradamus hat.
Mm-hmm.
I got out my tea leaves.
Okay.
And I looked to the future on SmackDown to see who is least likely to come out and have to eat crow, right? And in this case, I just don't see the Usos eating crow right now. They've had such a fantastic run against the New Day. They've made those titles and the Usos into something special. And I think losing to Theebar would take some of the shine off that.
Yeah, that's my rationale as well for Usos winning is WWE has invested a lot of time and energy into quite successfully building up the Usos into a really good, really credible tag team. They had them go over the New Day in their feud.
Yeah,
which was surprising to both of us, I think.
Yeah, it was great. It was the Hell in a Cell match. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And if Roman Reigns hadn't gotten healthy in time, Theebar wouldn't even be in this match.
Right.
It still would have been Dean and Seth.
That's a good point as well.
The Theebar being in this match just kind of feels like a placeholder.
Yeah.
I feel like as soon as Survivor Series is over, they're going to go back to their program with Seth and Dean. Seth and Dean are going to pick up those belts again, carry them through the Rumble probably.
Let me ask you this, though. This changed the fortunes of the Usos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way that they would have won against the Shield.
Probably not.
Yeah. But then you put Theebar in there, and Theebar can... They lose plenty, and they're totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
Like, they can show up on the Raw after and eat crow, because they don't care.
Yeah.
That's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
All right.
You mean they didn't have to really acknowledge it.
Yeah, I can't think of a single reason why Theebar would be winning this.
No, I can't either.
Number eight.
Eight.
Top mid-card belt decided.
It's going to be the Intercontinental Champion.
It's going to be the U.S. Champion.
Intercontinental Championship.
Well, the U.S. Championship means more, so we already know that that's going to happen. All right, give me why Miz is going to win.
First of all, the Miz has been eating a lot of pins lately.
Mm-hmm. That's what he does. He does it great.
Second, he has the Miztourage at his disposal. Baron Corbin, as we know, is the lone wolf. He has nobody at his disposal other than himself.
True.
Numbers game eventually is too much. Miz gets the win. Also, in their trash talking back and forth, Miz has blown Baron Corbin completely out of the water.
I absolutely agree with that.
Miz needs to win.
This is...
See, the reason I thought Corbin might win before is because SmackDown needed to win one of these champion versus champion matches when the card was initially announced.
Yeah.
Now, since there's been a complete reshuffle, SmackDown has a chance of winning some of the other matches, so Corbin doesn't have to win it.
No, Corbin's going to win this, and I'll tell you why. Because, once again, you look into your tea leaves, you look at the SmackDown following the show, Corbin comes out as Lone Wolf. It makes him look so bad.
How many times has he lost by roll-up? A lot. And doesn't really make him look bad.
This isn't going to be...
What if Miz wins by roll-up?
That's not going to happen. It's not going to.
That'd be great.
Anything
if it
could happen. The 2% botch finish.
It'd be great.
There's a 2% botch
finish. What if you have a match against Baron Corbin? Just try to go for roll-ups the whole time. Do your scouting.
I've heard your stick before. I've heard your bit. All right.
At least four matches he's lost by roll-up.
Well, three of those were actually losses by punishment because he spouted
kayfabe.
Off at the doctor.
I'm, of course, talking kayfabe.
Oh, kayfabe. Sorry, I didn't know we were going there. I look at the SmackDown afterwards, and I don't see Baron Corbin coming out and having to eat crow. He's not on punishment duty anymore. And he's a young guy still who they're still trying to build up. I think it would mean a lot. It would be a lot worse for him and that U.S. title and what they're trying to do with him, for him to lose to The Miz, even if it is a janky loss, for him to lose to The Miz and come out on SmackDown and have to sort of eat that, I just don't think it fits with what they're doing with him right now. And I think Miz, as you said, he's been eating a lot of losses lately. He can eat another one, and he can come out and he can point his finger at The Miztourage and say, either you're fired or you're useless, Or I couldn't, you guys couldn't even help me against Baron Corbin. How are you going to help me against Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
I just see that scenario play out a bit better. Although I agree 100%. I mean, you know, Miz has been king promo guy this whole year. He's been fantastic. And
the Intercontinental title is also the more prestigious of the two belts.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, you know, but then, you know, that doesn't matter.
No, I know it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter in this
but
case.
But it could. If the Miz wins, then in hindsight, I can say that was a reason why.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. You got that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, look, Survivor Series, our predictions will be based off of one match. I like doing it that way.
Yeah.
I like when there's really only one match. Yeah, no, you're not very good at predictions.
I used to be.
Yeah, I used to be. Before we started, doing predictions, you used to be really good. You used to predict better than me. But then when we started, actually doing predictions.
And putting things on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do so well anymore.
Yeah. Well. Because here's the problem. You go by what you think should happen. I go by what will happen.
Well, the way I did it worked for a while. So I just stuck with it.
Yeah. Well. You stick with what brought you to the dance,
mm-hmm.
You know? Number seven!
Seven.
The Queen rules. This one we both agree on. Charlotte goes over.
She's, yeah, once Charlotte won the SmackDown Women's Championship on SmackDown.
a little while ago.
Yeah, and Charlotte actually did a really good job setting up this match during her brief promo after winning. She says, you know, essentially this match is the goddess versus the queen.
Yeah.
And, you know, setting before there was the goddess, the queen ruled Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Charlotte's going to win. This should be a good match. Charlotte puts on good matches.
Charlotte puts on really good matches.
Alexa has an inner to put on a good match.
She can be carried to a good match.
Yeah. It seems, especially, there's a couple of things that happened. I talked earlier about how the initial card made it seem obvious that Raw was going to win pretty much everything. And so they had to mix it up somewhat to even things out.
Yeah, in the original card, we had the Shield going over.
And then we had Alexa beating Natalya.
Alexa going over Natalya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by having Charlotte be SmackDown's champion. Now, she'll go over. And so things will even out a bit more.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And this especially is true because of number six. Number six!
Six.
Asuka dominates.
I have in my mind that it's going to be her against two or three from SmackDown's team.
I'd go up to maybe four, but it's probably
maybe.
Two or three, yeah.
And she wins the match for Team Raw. They kind of, I don't want to say they bungled her debut. There wasn't the mystique about her debut that I thought was necessary.
Yeah.
Here's a way to get that back.
I think I envy whoever gets to book this match. Because you have a chance. Remember, the last great thing. Well, the second to last great thing Dolph Ziggler did. The last great thing he did was that Miz feud.
Mm-hmm.
The second to last great thing he did was Survivor Series a couple of years ago when it was
2014.
Yeah,
Team Cena versus Team Authority.
Right, exactly.
And with Sting's help, he won the match. He was the sole survivor. Match.
Yeah, and people marked out big, and it was a really, really well booked match.
Yes,
that can be Asuka here.
Yep.
Although people are kind of expecting it in this case. And that kind of brings up the, you know, people are going to be really into this because they know that something really cool is going to happen with Asuka. At least that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever gets to book this, that'll be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun to book this match. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this match. I'm not going to say that. Oh, I'm trying to think. I might be looking forward to this more than the SmackDown men's match just because they've got Asuka there. And there isn't anybody on the Raw versus SmackDown men's match who is that. So besides maybe Braun.
Oh, yeah, Braun. He's that destructive force. There's so much volatility in the men's Survivor Series match, though.
That's going to be fun. That's another one. That's another fun one to book because you can go so many
different but we'll get to that in a bit here.
First, number five.
Five.
The Shield wins. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the New Day, the second most over act in the company, Shield's number one.
Yeah. The only way I can foresee the New Day somehow winning is if they start teasing the rumored Shield split already. I don't think they're going to.
Oh, no.
But, you know, there is rumors that they're going to have Dean turn heel and set up Dean versus Seth at Mania,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a terrible idea. Awful Shield idea. Needs to stay together all the way through Mania so that all three of them can win championships at Mania, celebrate at the end of Mania together in the ring. That's the way you guarantee Roman gets a pop at the end of Mania by winning the title off of Brock.
People love best friends celebrating.
They do.
I don't look. The New Day, they just lost to the Usos at Hell in a Cell. Great match. Totally believable. It was awesome. Then they had their Us Truce. New Day, they lose nothing by losing to the Shield.
And this match will be phenomenal. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so much fun. This is going to be a great match. People are going to remember this until they die, until the day they die.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, where were you when the Shield took on the New Day?
I was on Steve's couch.
Pretty much.
I know exactly where I'm going to be.
Steve was farting, and I was on his couch.
And I was eating salt and pepper potato chips.
Some nachos. Yeah. We should get some nachos.
And you think Roman's going to get the pin. Of course, it's going to be triple powerbomb. He always gets the pin on that.
Yeah, he's going to get the pin.
Who's going to eat the powerbomb?
Gut says Big E because it'd be the most impressive thing to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big E eats the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Roman goes over. People start associating happiness with Roman Reigns.
That's going to take a lot of time to overcome previous associations.
Baby steps. Baby steps. All right.
They better keep the Shield together through Mania then if that's the goal.
I'm with you on that, man. I completely agree. Number four.
Four.
Gender interferes. Now, you're a bit more insistent on this than I am, but go ahead and explain.
Well, he's obviously upset about his loss to AJ Styles.
He has no
WWE championship.
He has no current place on the card.
He was the one that challenged Brock initially. So I can see him thinking AJ deprived him, denied him that opportunity to have the match that he really wanted.
Yeah.
And what better way to take that out on AJ, who's also very excited about this match against Brock Lesnar. I mean, who wouldn't be excited to take on the Beast?
Yeah.
He denies him a chance at victory.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'd love if they do this. They won't. Decent back and forth for maybe 5 minutes in typical Brock Lesnar match fashion.
Yeah.
AJ has a decided speed advantage, agility advantage. He tries to wear down the Beast by moving around really quickly.
Tries to chop his legs down.
Yes.
We're getting a lot of leg kicks here.
We get a ref bump, a stalemate. Mm-hmm. Maybe both of them are down.
Mm-hmm.
Out comes Jinder, delivers a coloss to AJ. And if they want to do this right, have him give a coloss to Brock too.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be something else.
It'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
But since Brock...
People would mark out for
that. Oh, I know. Yeah. ...is a larger competitor. He comes to first, picks up AJ, F5, Brock wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a protected loss for AJ, so he's not losing completely clean to Brock.
Right.
And it gives Jinder a chance to insert himself in the match, deny AJ a win, and let him get a shot against Brock.
Right.
I mean, it's a situation where pretty much everybody wins. Mm-hmm. No one really loses. I mean, AJ loses the match, but he can look good in defeat.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't lose directly just because of Brock.
Yeah. You don't think that they're so intent on... Because I like your scenario. I'm kind of... Which one is it? Bullish or bearish? Which means cynical or pessimistic.
I think it's bearish.
I'm bearish, if that's the case. I think bearish.
I don't know. I'm not a stock market person.
I'm not... I don't think they're going to. I don't think that they're going
to
do that.
But Jinder has to be involved somehow.
Right?
On the show. He has to be involved.
Yeah.
He's not going to go straight to the pre-show. He has to be involved.
I'm not. I don't think they're going to go as far as him start doling out Colossuses. Colossi? Colossies? But maybe he'll just show up.
Bearish. Falling prices.
It is bearish.
Yes.
Okay. I'm bearish on them doing that,
okay.
Dropping out Colossus. Maybe he just shows up and distracts AJ. I don't know. Like, I'm you got to be torn a little bit between understanding that they want Brock to beat everybody on the way to Roman, and I don't think they necessarily care. I mean, you know, you got to think they just had AJ Styles lose to Finn Balor, so they're okay with him losing clean to people.
Yeah, but he wasn't champ at that moment either.
No, I know.
It's going to be different now that he's champ.
Maybe. But he's also the kind of guy that he can eat a loss. He can eat several losses, and the fans will love him so much.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to make any difference.
So it doesn't really – I don't think it makes that big
of
a difference.
But having Jinder come out adds heat to AJ and Jinder's eventual rematch.
That's true. That's true as well. Yeah. So I'm a bit more bearish than
bearish.
You, even though I really like
I'm bullish on my idea. You're bearish on my idea.
I love the idea of I just want to see Jinder give Brock a coloss.
Yeah,
I think that would be fantastic.
Fantastic.
I would love to see that. Number three.
Three.
Kevin and Sammy, no show.
So we don't know what's going to happen with them. We don't know how they're going to be involved.
My gut feeling says they try to screw over men's Team SmackDown. They don't succeed, and they get called out and reprimanded on it the SmackDown following Survivor Series. That's my gut.
Yeah, I think that's what has been our instinct since they've been having trouble with Shane McMahon. However, I can also see a situation where they kind of try to help SmackDown. Maybe don't give it, you know, their greatest effort, but to make it seem like they're team players.
Yeah.
To gain favor with Shane because they're completely out of favor with Shane.
Yeah.
And in the end, bungle that and almost cost Team SmackDown that way. Or if they really want to advance the story of them being completely out of favor, they're just not on the show at all.
Yeah.
And then the following weeks, which I can't imagine because they're major names. So on the following SmackDown, they can have a massive beef with Shane about that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three directions.
My favorite direction would be if they simply served as the Statler and Waldorf
of Survivor Series. They're up in a luxury box.
And they're mic'd. And so in between each match, they would go up to them for some snarky commentary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be
That's great. A great idea.
That'd be really good.
Give Sami Zayn a telestrator, critique yes. matches.
I love it. We'll go back to the old idea. I love that a lot. Yeah, I kind of feel like them trying to get involved. I'm bearish on them trying to help because I just don't see them giving a crap, which is great. I think they might try to hurt SmackDown, and we'll go into why we think SmackDown's going to win here in a moment. But I think they're ultimately not going to be the cause of SmackDown losing.
Yeah.
But they're still going to be in deep doggy doo-doo
yes.
on the SmackDown following.
More than likely.
Number two.
Two.
Raw implodes.
So I talked about earlier, there's a lot of volatility on Team Raw.
On paper, the sheer talent and more importantly, power. You have Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, Triple H.
Kurt Angle,
and Finn Balor. Who is just going to be Man Balor, not Grey Balor or Demon Balor.
Or yeah.
Pumpkin Balor. So you've got a lot of power. On paper, that math adds up to so much more.
Problem is, they all have problems with one another.
This is not pretty much some of their parts because they're so volatile.
Yeah. Braun Strowman by himself.
Yeah.
Volatile.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kurt Angle.
We saw that at TLC.
Kurt Angle, Triple H, they have beef. Mm-hmm. Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, they have beef.
That was my only thing. I meant to bring this up in the SmackDown recap. Kurt Angle looked very, very strong and sure of himself.
Yes, self-assured.
Self-assured, thank you. And he didn't betray any, like, number one, why wasn't Triple H there if he's part of Team Raw?
I know.
And number two, he pedigreed the crap out of my kid. I really don't want to be doing this anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I already, you know, ditched my kid 20 years ago, and now I'm getting him pedigree. Now he's a mess. I thought there should have been some betrayal of that type of emotion, but I guess that's just too much to ask.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, no, there's way too much strife within Team Raw.
Everybody on Team SmackDown's a good guy.
They all love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got John Cena, the ultimate
team player,
team professional.
You have Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura.
They've been best friends.
They've been tag team partners.
Seemingly best friends.
No problems there.
The glorious Bobby Roode. All he does is smile.
He seems to get along with everybody except Dolph.
Yeah, except for Dolph.
And then Shane McMahon, who's the boss. So they have to get along with him.
Right. He's manager everybody likes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's zero volatility there.
Right.
They seem to be a cohesive unit.
Right. Plus, lol, Cena wins.
Yes.
In the end, Cena probably, you know, I imagine this is a conversation. Kayfabe or no at this point. Shane calls him up. John Cena. I have a spot for you on Team SmackDown. I know recently you were seen on Raw, and Cena responds with, well, who do you have booked to win? Well, Team SmackDown, we're doing I'm in.
Okay. Well, that would be our segue number
one. I get the pin. What?
Segway,
I get the pin.
Segue number one.
Yeah.
No, segue to number one.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, number one!
One.
SmackDown wins!
Yeah, second year in a row, SmackDown wins.
Yeah, wow. Still going to be considered the B-show.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Still not going to do the ratings that Raw does, but SmackDown will win, so they'll be able to come out on SmackDown and Be happy with that.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, no one will remember.
Right, exactly.
At all.
I mean, if you think about it, this really does kick off the best stories for Raw if Raw loses. If they win, I'm not going to say they're telegraphing it, but they're kind of telegraphing it. Joe walking out on Finn, mm-hmm. you know, like
Triple H and Kurt Angle going at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Braun just attacking everybody.
Right, yeah.
All those things can happen.
And what we just saw at TLC when Braun was on a five-man team.
Yeah.
We've seen this already with all these people. This is not going to work out for Raw. And if Raw wins, there are no stories to be told out of it.
I know.
If they lose, all the stories go back into play.
Yep.
Perfectly.
Yep, so SmackDown is going to win. They have to win.
SmackDown has to win. Because if SmackDown loses, I'm trying to think of stories that can come out of that.
Well, they would have to force stories during the actual match. There's no setup for them.
There's right.
no setup for stories.
Exactly.
For SmackDown, whereas tons of stories set up for Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that SmackDown wins.
Yeah.
The only story kind of set up for SmackDown is between Shane and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
that's
right.
the story. Set up.
Right, yeah.
But nothing else in terms of the actual participants
and
on the team.
But no, on top of that, it doesn't make any sense if SmackDown loses for Shane and Daniel Bryan then to have a story.
Yeah.
Because
it would be Daniel Bryan saying, I told you so, essentially.
Yeah, but you know, SmackDown has to win, so Shane will have the hubris and the high ground, and that'll create the conflict with Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
He won't have that if they lose.
Nope.
So, SmackDown's totally going to win. So let's run this down.
Let's review our picks. Pre-show match, the only one announced so far as of about 3:30 on Wednesday Pacific time. Enzo versus Kalisto, we both say.
Enzo Amore.
How you doing?
You know, I still crack up when I watch the opening of 205 Live, and the last shot they have of Enzo just makes it look like the editors were trying to make fun of him.
Yeah.
Because he's doing the dance thing, but he also has the most ridiculous look on his face. Like
his mouth
is all weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a comedy bit.
On the main card,
T-Bar versus the Usos.
We both say Usos.
Miz versus Baron Corbin. I say Baron Corbin.
I say Miz.
I hope I'll have my shirt by then.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered it a good couple days ago. Going to wear my Baron Corbin shirt. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. No, my Slow Wolf shirt.
Slow Wolf. Next, Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte. We both say Charlotte.
The Queen goes over.
Women's Team Raw versus Team SmackDown.
Asuka gets the pin.
Yeah. We both say Team
on
Raw.
Alicia Fox, I'm going to say.
Well, they're on the same team.
Oh, my boy. Okay, so she gets the pin on maybe Carmella.
Okay.
I could see Carmella.
Okay.
The Shield versus The New Day.
The Shield goes over. The
Shield so goes over.
AJ versus Brock. We both say Lesnar. However, I say Jinder gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll tell you what. If Corbin wins, but Jinder does... Because I'm going to say Jinder's going to show up.
Jinder has to get physically involved.
Jinder has to touch.
Yeah.
Right? I'll let you tie on predictions of that.
All right.
Because I'm not sure. I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. In the main event, the men's Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. We both say SmackDown.
Yeah, absolutely. It just makes all the sense in the world.
Really does.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. That's it for Countout. Please let us know what you guys think in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.